Hey, make sure that you subscribe to the Lando Calrissian Experience and all the different shows on Lando Cal Experience on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, everywhere that you would want to get your podcasting from. So you may be listening to this on the Stroud Low Cash feed. And if you are, make sure you go over to Lando Cal feed and subscribe there so you can get more content, more things about nerd culture and movies and comics and topics that we'll be having going out. Email us LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Lando Calrissian Experience, as well as find us on Twitter too, Lando Cal Pod, on Twitter as well. So we're everywhere social media is too. So go on there, check us out, follow us, all that good stuff. Also, this episode is sponsored by Rabbit Charger, rabbitcharger.com. And Rabbit Charger is a rapid way of charging your phone between multiple outlets at the same time, without the long cords and long issues that you normally have about trying to find your charger, and rid you of the clutter, and also gives you swappable charging tips for Android and iOS's. So go ahead and check them out at rabbitcharger.com and support their Kickstarter they have going on as well. And welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. Matt's here as always. What's going on? Raven is finally back.
I'm back.
This is only like your second time on here?
I think this is third or fourth.
Out of 12 episodes?
It's like 3. No. It's like 3.25.
It's either 3 or 4. I can't remember. Probably. I think it's 4.
No, it's not 4. I guarantee it's not 4. Okay. I know it's not 4. Though, we got emailers that have emailed tracking you.
You know. Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
Some dude actually said his name was Wardell, but it's really not. It didn't show up as Wardell like on my email. So your name not Wardell, it says Jack.
All right, Wardell.
But we do have emails, so let's jump into some of these emails first. All right. First up, email says, "Hey, what's going on, guys? Love what you all are doing. I love people of color coming into the nerd space, showing their different talents and ideas when it comes to different things. Wanted to ask you guys, what are you all going to do about this hip-hop squares or hip-hop identification for different people in Game of Thrones? Is this legit? This would be funny as hell. Peace, Stan."
Oh, it's happening.
No, it's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's going to definitely happen.
In the spirit of today, Jon Snow got to be Tupac. Machiavellianist.
Hey, you.
Snowmanati.
So who
play like a Valerian sword?
Okay, so is Ramsay Biggie then?
Ramsay might be Suge.
Yeah.
No, you gotta have it somebody else, man. Haitian Jack?
What?
He was kind of slimy dude though.
He was.
I mean, that's a little bit, maybe too big, a little bit of deep hip hop ethos for some people, but
yeah, I have no idea who you're talking about.
He's the guy that got killed, one of the people that had Tupac jacked at the Quad City Studios.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, we can almost say this like factual now. Like, it's not a legend no more. It's like, it's kind of damn near fact.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Haitian Jack was the one that set him up. So that is definitely happening. Next email comes from the In Their Podcast. They said, "Hey, what's going on, fellas and ladies? This show is dope as hell. You all keep me laughing and thinking about different topics and ideas. You all's theories on what's happening next on Game of Thrones is something that I look forward to. Wanted to ask you all a question about what's going on now with Sansa. Do you think that she's going to become more powerful in who she is or not? Because right now, all the women on Game of Thrones are really showing boss status."
I think Sansa's had a hell of a year as far as I'm concerned. Like, she's been she's been about it. Like, she got, she, I mean, the season started with her fleeing, and she stood her ground ever since then. Like, I've been a big fan of Sansa's this year, and I'm hoping. Because
she definitely won before, though.
Yeah. I mean, you know, she was, I think that she summed it up well, and she had the part where, you know, they were at, when they were there at Lady Mormont's house, she said, I did what I had to do. You know, and she's still doing that, like, right now. Like, I'm a big fan of what Sansa's been doing this year. I think she's elite level boss status this year.
Yeah, she's been forced to mature. She did definitely annoy me at the beginning of the series, but she's gained some strength, and I think she will continue to gain power as long as she keeps good people around her.
All right.
I'm waiting on her to channel the Phoenix in the middle of this Battle of the Bastards. Like, she just crosses over and just wipes it all out.
Why would you bring up
X-Men? Brings in the rest of the X-Men.
You know, why'd you bring up X-Men Apocalypse, man? You know how much I despise that film. Just had to do it.
I liked it a lot.
You liked it?
I liked it.
Shut up. What?
A lot.
Man, are y'all serious?
Very serious.
Yeah. Oh, were you high?
No.
Were you drunk?
It was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Were you hungover from the last night?
No, I was doing great. I was in a good place.
You was no alcohol. How long? When was the last time you had alcohol in your system previously before?
It had probably been about a week or so.
Rip.
No and drugs or anything. Yeah, no. It was 10 o'clock.
You hadn't been on like no codeine, no.
I was eating some flash fried spinach in the movie theater. But
maybe that's what it is.
You're alone in this.
No, I'm not alone.
In this room.
Oh, like, I'm not alone in general. Go look at the.
He likes it too. Right there, him sitting right there in that chair at the other end of this table.
Look, nobody likes that movie, man. This is y'all too. How did y'all like that movie, man?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Angel died in a plane crash.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Explain that shit.
He did. He was Archangel. Archangel always kind of sucked.
No, it didn't. Archangel was a shit.
Yeah, man, but he was a tweener.
A tweener?
Yeah, he wore that little blue bodysuit. I had a thing about it. I didn't like Archangel.
Is he the same Angel who was in the previous series played by Ben Foster?
Yeah, he's supposed to be.
Okay, well, he just disappeared in the other one. Yeah.
But still.
Like on the Sega game where he's just flashing.
Shut up, man. When he was in his bomb on his shit.
That's the last time I had love for Archangel.
Oh, shit. That's 94.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's circa 94. Damn.
Over half of my life ago.
I can't believe y'all like that movie, man. And I'm not even going to give it all even.
Back to Game of Thrones.
Yeah, like back to Game of Thrones. This, y'all get my blood pressure.
Let's go, Phoenix Sansa.
Y'all gonna get my blood pressure up, man. This one actually is from Satchel. He says, "Hey guys, like what you all are doing. I actually have not watched Game of Thrones at all until I saw the podcast pop up in the feed. What's funny is I started watching Game of Thrones. I finished season 1 and 2, and this shit is awesome. Appreciate what you all are doing, peace." So. All
right, Satchel. Is it Satchel like a bag?
S-T-C-H-E-L.
Yeah, right. Like Satchel cool Page.
Yeah, Satchel Page. I'm not sure if he's black, white, or whatever, but shout out to you, my brother.
All right.
Satchel is an older name. I don't know.
I like Satchel better than Wardell.
So do we want to change this? Do we want to find... Satchel is even better if there's a guy named Satchel. Yeah. If there's a guy named Satchel or Dave Raven, be like, Satchel.
Mess
with. He had to say like something like Satch is my middle name, right?
Satchel Chocolate.
Satchel Chocolate. And he got a name Satchel and dark skin. And
I think you gotta be dark skinned.
So you saying like it's a standout, you can't be light skinned and be that name Satchel.
I couldn't be Satchel.
That's true.
If I walked in and I was Satchel, people would be like, no, what's your real name?
No, I think of him like caramel brown, like leather.
Wow.
Satchel.
Yeah. Like a real satchel.
So you picture him looking like a bag.
Yeah. How about like somebody got to send you a bag? How about
no,
that?
Man, that's the name of respect in the black community, yo, man. Satchel
Page.
When
is the last time
somebody
named
might have been the greatest pitcher of all time.
But when is the last time I'd have been named Satchel?
I think it was Satchel Page.
That's the last person named. Well, obviously, he's named Satchel too, so.
Yeah, respect.
Yeah,
right. Dope nickname. Satchel.
Thanks for your email, Satchel.
Yes, last email is coming from Andrew. Open to see what you all come up with the podcast over the next few weeks, especially with everything going on. The Bastard Bowl is full effect. What do you have dibs on in this bowl game? Call it the bowl game.
Good question.
What's Jon Snow's war record? Like, how's Jon Snow done historically in wars?
You could start at the beginning. He killed his own Lord Commander.
He did.
He took out a whole bunch of White Walkers. Led that whole thing.
Kind of took an L on that one, though.
How do you take an L on that one?
I mean, because the White Walkers ended up with them jumping in.
No, I'm talking about the
original. Oh, you're talking about the
original Siege by the Wildlings.
So Jon Snow's hitting about 500.
No, he's 2-1.
He killed a giant.
He's 2-1. No, that wasn't him. That was his boy that killed that giant.
Oh, well, he led that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He led that W.
And he gets points for mounting up to go down to King's Landing, but he got intercepted on the way down.
Yeah.
What's
no,
Ramsay
no, he's 2-1. No, he's 2-1.
Ramsay won.
Ramsay's undefeated.
Ramsay's 1-0.
He's
2-0.
Yeah.
Okay, so Ramsay's 2-0, and he killed
his daddy. Maybe 3-0, if you consider him killing his daddy.
Yeah, I'm going to count that.
He's 3-0 then.
He killed his daddy, yo. That's a war.
He's 3-0 then, because Winterfell with his dad, he took over.
Jon Snow's winning this. Jon Snow is winning this war because Ramsay's undefeated, and nobody goes undefeated on Game of Thrones.
That is the reason why you did
it. Nobody goes undefeated on Game of Thrones. So, or Jon Snow takes another tragic L 2 years in a row.
He becomes the Boston Red Sox.
He's the LeBron James of Game of Thrones.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I don't see them killing him off again after bringing him back.
Okay.
The odds are against him. He does well when the odds are against him. I'm going to say Jon Snow.
Jon Snow. In a blowout, or is it close?
It's going to have to be close, because he's got a bunch of wildlings and a giant.
Do you see it being resolved this season, or is it going to be a cliffhanger?
I think Ramsay's going to get away.
You think Ramsay's gonna win?
I mean, I told you before we started. Right. I think that somehow that Euron Greyjoy is gonna somehow not save him from that, but like he's gonna get away and like kind of sail off to the Iron Islands and post up with them until he can collect himself and get himself together.
If Ramsay wins this thing coming up this week, he's the greatest general on Game of Thrones ever.
Impossible.
He beat Stannis. He took Jon Snow.
He beat Stannis with like me and you and him.
He killed his daddy.
There's like five people that ran up.
And he took Winterfell. Yo, that's a record.
But no, his daddy took Winterfell and he was in like support.
Well, that's true, but he was on the winning side.
That's true. It was like him being
Steve Kerr won them titles with the Bulls.
That's a good example. So he's Steve Kerr on the first, but then he's Steve Kerr on the first championship with Stannis though.
Mm-hmm.
So he went out and ran him a title though, even though it was kind of lopsided. He won a title.
It happened. I don't know.
Even though, like, because Cleveland was depleted on that first championship.
I want Jon Snow to win. Let me put it that way. Yeah. I want Jon Snow to win. So I hope he wins. Maybe I'm being biased. I don't know. He's like the greatest 5'8 dude of all time. So like,
I don't think anybody wants Ramsay to win.
There's people to cheer for the heel.
Mm. Always.
People that are here for
the Giants gonna die though too. He's gotta die, right?
Yo, man, don't do that.
No, I'm saying this because like, he's so big of a target.
Did you just say that because of what I said about X-Men? Did you just
no,
do
no,
that?
No,
you know,
no, giant.
I'm trying to invite that giant to the housewarming. You're like, I need him at it. Like,
no. I'm not saying it because of that. I'm saying because he's so big. He's just he had like 50 arrows in his fucking back in the previews and stuff. There's no way he can just. Keep taking this punishment.
Shaq took 50 euros in the back and won 4 titles.
Just saying. Ed had a broken toe.
I'm looking forward to dissecting that next week. I am looking forward to dissecting
I'm pretty hype about it.
The Bastard Bowl next week.
The
Bastard Bowl on time for Father's Day, no less.
Ain't that a bitch, though? Even, you know what? They had that plan this.
I am.
They had that foresight to plan this.
I am so excited that the Bastard Bowl is on Father's Day.
They had that plan this. Like thinking out, like, you know what? We call it the Bastard Bowl. Because they tape all this stuff millions of times ahead so they can flip around different storylines.
Do they have Father's Day in the UK, though? It might not mean shit to them.
I think it's a worldwide Hallmark thing. I think it's a Hallmark thing that transcended everything.
Really?
I think Father's Day is worldwide down there now.
Then I'm on Boxing Day then this year.
From Canada?
Yes. Why in the hell not?
I don't know. That's not a nation. 4th of July is not nation worldwide, but until all the Hallmark holidays are worldwide.
Okay.
I'm saying like your Valentine's Day, your Father's Day, Mother's Day, all those are worldwide, I believe.
Okay, that's fair. I can do that.
So Bastard Bowl next week is going to be big, man.
Bastard Bowl. I'm looking forward to Bastard Bowl like I'm looking forward to Festivus. Like this is...
yeah, it's going to be a rocker, man. It's going to be a rocker.
Huh. Well,
go ahead.
Father's Day just became a U.S. holiday in 1966.
Wow. So was Mother's Day way before that, or
I don't know. I can look it up.
Or was it like they did a tandem? Like we need to get money from both sides because we can both. Maybe Mother's Day was 65, and then he was like, "We missing out on money for Father's Day. Let's do 66."
Hey, if you can make a card for it and people buy it, I say do it.
Yeah. I mean, they got Sweeties Day now for your 6 months. 6 months between.
They got Steak and Blowjob Day too.
Yeah, that one.
I'm waiting for the card for that one.
Yeah, that one hasn't read over yet.
Is it gonna be like a pop art card or like a scratch and sniff? Or?
I don't know. I've been waiting for that one to really pop off. What do you think about that one, Raven? Since Steak and BJ Day.
Oh gosh.
See, that's what I'm saying. This is why it doesn't pick up.
It's March 18th.
This disgust that she has on her face. This doesn't pick up like we thought though. And there's no way we can like actually like, it's not like me and Matt can like do a podcast like, man, Steak and BJ Day need to go together though, because it's really weird.
Could request it off work, I guess.
It's so many miracles.
I prefer to request the day after off work though.
Correction to what I said. So July 19th, 1910 was the nation's first Father's Day. The nation's first Mother's Day was not until 58 years later.
What?
But it became an official national holiday in 1966.
So hold on. So fathers was out of getting respect before mothers was?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I get it, I guess. 1910. You said 1910? 1901?
Yeah.
So, no, World War One didn't even happen until a little bit later. I was thinking maybe because of World War One, like my dad's went off to fight in war, but that shit, that didn't even happen yet.
Yeah, 1972, President Woodrow Wilson made Mother's Day official.
Woodrow Wilson didn't do too much right, so at least
he didn't know, man. Damn.
That still doesn't answer our question about whether or not it's a national holiday or international holiday.
I think it is. I think Game of Thrones realized that this money is sitting out here for us to be able to make.
I love it.
And it's the irony of the whole fact that both of them either have one to have their fathers won by their own, or core won by them not having.
Ramsay decided he was tired of buying Father's Day cards. And Jon Snow never got a chance to do it. Jon Snow had to go around at the end of the day like, "Hey, Dad, Happy Father's Day."
Like, oh shit, man, you know my wife don't really like you and shit.
Yeah, yeah, like he couldn't be at the table during Father's Day with Sansa in there.
That's a good one.
So Father's Day is celebrated around the world. It's just not all on the same day.
Oh, okay. Well, not on the same day. I was thinking the same day, but
let's see what it is in the
UK. Where is it in Westeros? What day is it
in Westeros? We got to take Ireland, UK is where there's supposed to be leasing the station.
So. Well, the UK recognizes it on the same day that the United States.
What if they mention this shit on Game of Thrones on Sunday?
What if they be like, it's like, you know,
winter is coming.
Happy Father's Day.
Father's Celebration Day is upon us.
So we can jump into this whole thing. A theory that I've read that Sansa is pregnant by Ramsay.
She looks pregnant, I will say that.
That's what people are saying, that she's pregnant, though. How crazy would that should be?
I thought he never actually had sex with her vaginally, though.
You think he anally had sex with her?
Oh, I know he did. Isn't that what he did on their wedding night?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on. This is, stop the person. So you're saying that when
you look Ramsay Bolton in his eye, he looks like an ass.
So this is what you want. This is what fan, you guys believe he just was fucking her ass? Or are you saying that's totally what happened?
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
So she didn't have vaginal sex with her, period, then?
I don't know about that, but I don't know.
So you think he would just be an ass fucker like that, huh?
He looks like it. Everything about him says ass fucker. Mm-hmm. Mm.
So is he an equal opportunity with men, you think, too, or no?
Ramsay looks like he probably could dip into some guys.
Not in a romantic or sexual way, but as a dominating way.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he had a dude dick cut off in front of him and thought it was funny.
Love
him.
So. Yeah. That don't do much for me. But
wow. So she's that, but because I was thinking people saying that she's pregnant by Ramsay.
She very well could be.
But that's, I thought that was the only time they had sex was that night, though. She basically dipped out, though, right after that. So, damn, she got...
I just believe... My memory is that in that scene, he raped her anally.
Wow.
He's a terrible dude, man.
I mean, this is...
Is Ramsay worse than Joffrey?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Is Ramsay the worst dude on the show ever, of all time?
Yeah, I mean, you cut a dude dick off and then rape a woman, though. I mean, you're pretty high up.
Killed a kid.
Yeah.
Threw a kid to the dogs.
Right.
Then killed your dad.
A baby.
And then murked his father too.
Yeah, Joffrey was like, at least he kind of kept it within the ranks. Like, I ain't gonna fuck nobody if I care about it, at least.
Yeah. Okay, damn. I guess Ramsay is the ultimate evil. He could fuck around and win the ultimate evil. Don't get pushed easily.
I mean, shout out to the Patriots.
Look at the Patriots. Right? Yeah. Exactly. Cubs are in first place right now.
There you go.
Shit's fucked up.
And they took out our best player.
He only got four home runs. But
still, it's the threat.
So, I don't know. I mean, Sansa, there's going to be a twist. There's something's going to happen. I'm actually feeling like there's going to be the double turn. Like, Jon's going to win her Winterfell, and then she's going to turn on Jon.
Sansa will?
Yep.
Like, you need to get the fuck up out of here. Like I'm holding this down. You
like, Jon's going to be hailed king in the north because that's in his will from Rob that he bequeathed every... That's going to come up.
It but the second thing is, though, Rickon's got to die.
Oh, yeah, because he'd be the king of the north. He'd be the king in the north.
I'm yeah, sure. because if you notice on those different things, those are supposed to be people crucified on those crosses sitting out there. A lot of people think that Rickon is on one of them, and that's how supposedly the car starts flip back around and fuck back with them, though, because they, like, you, like, even though the, I forgot the other family, the Mandalay, I think it's the Mandalays, I'm forgetting the name of the other family that brought Rickon to them. They don't give a fuck, obviously, they don't give a fuck about Rickon, but the Karstars do give a fuck about that. The only reason that they didn't fuck with, they got down with Ramsay is because they killed their dad, because that, but other than that, they still respect that Stark line, though. Especially they, because they, I think they believe that Bran and Rickon were dead until he got brought back.
There's a lot of Starks on the way to Winterfell right now. A lot of Starks.
So
on
you
the
think
way
you
to
think
Winterfell.
You think young Stark is gonna make it?
I know Arya's
gonna make it before.
No, she won't make it this
week. Then the Bastard Bowl.
She won't.
I think there has to be another surprise kill, though. Hodor, so far this season, is the only one that's been a surprising, touching kill.
Well, I think Dorne was, too, though. Dorne was surprised that I could, like, just to kill everybody in Dorne.
But, not, I mean, not as emotionally...
Yeah, go ahead. I can see that.
It has been a very friendly season.
It has been, and I think it's because the writers. You know, before they had to follow the books, now that they don't have to, they're a little less savage than George Martin. But I could see them killing off Rickon, though, because we're not really emotionally attached to that.
Yeah,
he can move
the plot, but his death can move the plot.
Yeah, it's a good plot piece. He's never been in or out, you know, one way or the other. I think that a lot of the emotion this year hasn't been based around absolutes, though. Like, I think that what happened with Hodor was, yeah, that was an emotional kill. You know, the stuff that happened with Sam at his house was kind of like, damn, this is just...
Like, you got a shitty ass family.
This is savage, like, how this is working out. You know, I think that... I know we're going to talk about it in a few, but the moment between Brienne and Jaime, that was powerful.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. It's just been a different type of season, but... With that being said, that's a device that you can use as a plot device, too, is to play on people's expectations. Mm-hmm. Next year, everybody could get murked out. You know, everybody could die. Or next week, something crazy could happen. I mean, I don't know what anybody else thought about, but I was like, damn, what the hell is about to happen to Arya? Arya's had a rough year. I remember looking at the first episode, I was like, this year is going to suck for Arya. And it has, for 70% of it. It has sucked. So
70% of the series.
Yeah, I mean, she's been backpedaling, fighting at the corner in the club the whole time.
She ain't slept in a good bed, since she left Winterfell.
But look at this, and we can turn over to this now. You know, how do you have such a? I mean, for a year that everybody's kind of like, you know, this story, where's this going? What's happening? How in the hell do you have a positive emotional turn for the Hound? The Hound was a sentimental figure, and now he's on a right, just vengeance trip. This dude threw an axe in between the dude's legs, and I was like, yeah, hell yeah, that's about right. Like, how do you... I mean, it's a trip. It's different than any other season, but, you know, there's not too many seasons on this show that have been the same for us.
I mean, well, you got to think Jaime redeemed himself as well, though, too, you know, over time as well.
He's still showing that he's not honorable.
But then he is at the same time, though. Jamie is selectively, he's like selectively honorable. He's like...
Which is not honorable.
It is, though. In a way, it's like the guy, man, that, you know...
He's still likable.
Jamie's torn in between two things. He's torn between what he wants and between duty. Like, you know, he's a Lannister, so he has to honor his Lannister roots. Like, he's got to do what he's got to do.
And even more pressure with his dad being
Jaime dead. Has like come with like the best intentions and kind of got fucked around every corner this year. Like, he rode a horse up a flight of steps. I was like, season can end right now. Jaime just took this horse and said, we going. And and then landed in the middle of the thing, like, yeah, we here for the queen. And then she was like, actually, I don't need that. Jamie, like, goddamn, you know, what did I ride this horse up these steps for then? And then as soon as he gets back to the crib, they're like, hey, you gotta go. What? Come on, how am I at fault here? And then he's like, you gotta go get these people out this castle. He don't care about those people coming out that castle. He just gotta do what he's gotta do. And then he see his, and then he see his sometimes boo thing ride up on him, try to give him his sword back, and he's like, nah, that's for you. This is for you.
Yeah.
Like, Jamie, everything in Jamie's eye said bae. B-A-E.
B-A-E.
Uh-huh. He brought it. Because that's how much
I don't think it's a romantic connection.
Yes, it is. Either they gonna fight or fuck, is basically this point.
I think it's just a really strong respect and admiration. No. I don't think it's sexual.
Man. No, I think they love each other. You can tell they
Jamie trying not to.
They don't love each other in the we're gonna get married one day way, but you can love people that you don't want to end up like that with. You know, I mean, like he's in for her like all the way. That's
so
why
you don't think that they gonna? I think they gonna have sex by the end of the season.
I don't.
No, I don't.
I can see it, man.
I don't think that. I don't think they're ever gonna see each other again.
Oh, I think they'll see each other again.
I think that was the one off, and that was the random meeting of two people.
That where he let her go in that river, that seemed like the last peaceful encounter they're going to have.
I think they'll run into each other again.
I think they'll run into each other again.
Then the White Walkers popping up.
It's not going to be a situation that allows them to fuck, no.
Right, no, but I'm saying the White Walkers is coming. Hey, what you doing?
No.
I got a nice warm room over here. Got candles lit.
I
got everything going.
I'll send Podrick out
to hang out with Bron. They can go out and train each other.
Hey, Bron and Podrick's interaction was one of the best things all year too. He like looked at him like, oh, look at you.
Podrick looks like he's been working out too.
Yeah. Podrick has been walking for 3 years.
Podrick's
Nike step app. His Fitbit. And Podrick's Fitbit probably is at like 40,000 steps, dog. Like in the last.
He didn't have a horse, did he?
He had a horse when they were when him and Brianna were on the countryside. But like Podrick is like the ultimate sidekick.
Yeah.
Like, and then he's like, just been teaching me how to fight. Oh, he didn't teach you how to fight. And then just slapped him. I was like, this is like my
He's favorite. Like, that's not fair. Like, no, that's what happens when you're fighting somebody. Like, that's
right.
What,
like, that's Ron is like literally one of my favorite people on the show.
Yeah, I like him
like,
a lot, too.
He's perfect. Because he's just there like, listen, I don't care about any of these causes or any of these things that y'all are fighting for. I want my estate, my bread, and my bad chick of a better class than me.
That's all I'm doing.
I love how that sand snake weakened him, though.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. But he was like, but, you know, I ain't gonna lie. Mess around, it happened to me. Same thing would have happened to me, it happened to Bron. Bron is one of the most relatable people on that show. Because it's like he's sitting there watching it all happen. And he's like, listen, I don't care about any of this. None of it. I never have and I never will. Just give me mine so I can get out the way before y'all all die. The end. I don't know, but the interaction between those two, it's been good. So he, but you know, I think that whole thing at there at the castle at the Tully estate, it was crazy. The Blackfish was in the thing for 2 episodes this year, and he put a stamp on it.
Yeah,
like he had a hell of a run, and like he legit. Part of me wanted him to get in that boat and like go be a part of the stuff that's going on at Winterfell, but then I was like, you know, no.
His character serves his purpose.
His main thing has been, yo, I am not leaving my crib. Like, I don't know who y'all think y'all are.
And the only reason that this motherfucking on the crib is because he's the only boy of my brother who's in line. He ain't really the G that needs to be owning
this
castle.
He's like, fuck this dude. Like, fuck this dude. I don't like him. He's soft.
Yeah, he's soft.
And he, you know, so all that plays out. And then he's like, I'm about to go die, basically. He's like, I haven't had a proper sword fight in forever. I'm about to go get my ass kicked.
I'm 67 years old right now. You know, I really didn't even fight to get in here. I really just led these troops in here.
The Blackfish was a gangster, and I appreciated him for what he was.
Yeah, he definitely
The world needs more gangsters like the Blackfish.
Yeah. So y'all see. So the whole situation with Jamie, what do y'all think that's kind of going right now? Where's Jamie go next? What, does he go back to King's Landing? Does he go to Castle Rock or where?
What purpose does he serve in King's Landing right now? I think Jamie might.
But they told him he can't come back. Yeah. I mean, obviously, what I'm saying is he's going to try to go back.
I don't. He could. I think he might go back. And that's when you see King's Landing going up in flames. Right,
and he's riding the
And he's freaking out like, oh my God.
He's going to see Cersei being executed or something.
I think Cersei's going to escape.
I think she's going to die this season.
She's going to.
I think he's going to kill. The prophecy says that he's going to kill
her. Yeah, I think he's going to die a different way.
I think Tommen is going to die possibly on the next episode.
Well, not the next episode is going to be it's going to be the Battle of the Bastards the whole way through.
It's like the Super Bowl. We won't get no commercials.
Yeah, I think the King's Landing, whatever happens with King's Landing, it happens in the finale. There's a few things I think are
going
to happen.
Marjorie's going to end up being queen. That's the funny thing. She's going to end up being like Lord Regent Queen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what she's been out for the whole time.
Like Queen Elizabeth.
You guys probably talked about this last week since I wasn't here, but what did the flower represent that she gave?
That's their family thing. That's right. Their family kind of like.
She's letting her grandma.
I'm with you still.
Watch my long game.
Okay.
Watch my long game.
She was like, play it out. Just do what I'm doing because I already got this taken care of.
Yeah, watch my long game.
Yeah.
And she's going to end up being queen, which is crazy. And it's something because that's going to send a whole other thing. Because that'll actually battle. And then I was thinking about like this show is actually showing how powerful women can be. Because you could end up having Margaery versus Targaryen.
That's not a fight.
Yeah. But I mean, she's still got the land behind her. I'm just saying, no, I mean, in theory, you still got the land behind you. Even though she's got, you know, three dudes named Suge Knight rolling with her and everything.
I wonder what happens. Something happens to Tommen, though. What are the rest of the Baratheons that are just chilling do?
So Dragonstone is where all the Baratheons are from, though, that whole land. He can designate who was the warden or the king of that area. They haven't shown who he's named, though, because he can name anybody to do that. Now, the key is, though, is Gendry. Because Gendry is... Robert's bastard son, though, that's sitting out there somewhere. They said he's coming back. They're supposed to be coming back. So he is technically the heir to Dragonstone right now.
The thing I wonder about, though, with the wildfire thing looming, that could happen, but that thing could happen further off than the end of this year. Because I would think that a real play would happen. Cersei is the one I don't put anything past. Period. I don't put anything past Cersei.
I mean, her back is against the wall, literally. Like people say that.
Would she kill her son?
Potentially.
I know she would kill the High Sparrow.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that the play they're making is to go and kill the High Sparrow.
Yeah.
And I think that that's also Marjorie's play, too. I think there could be some kind of little, you know, Cersei's against the wall, like, damn, I gotta go to this trial. But then Marjorie steps in, like, or you can get down with the clique.
and go ahead and become a part of this.
Right. And then they make a play on the High Sparrow to end the season. And then
that'd actually be the smartest thing for her to
do,
though.
And Jamie could fuck around and be the Kingslayer again.
Slay Tommen?
Hey.
Damn, man.
His own son. Interesting.
I mean,
because Jamie has made it clear his top priority on Earth is Cersei. If he finds out that Tommen has put Cersei out to pasture, he will kill the High Sparrow. He will kill Tommen. He will do anything to keep her.
It's interesting you say that because the way that the Mad King designated Jaime as king, as the lead Lord Commander of the Kingsguard because he was spiteful of their father.
Mm-hmm.
Like he didn't want him to have an heir, and he wanted to make sure he had an heir through Tyrion.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's funny because he's never got. It'd be like a dude going to jail, you know what I'm saying? And then like you expect him to be able to like be functional with women and hang out, but the only woman that visited him was his sister,
right?
And it's the only woman that really hung out with him, the only woman that's been kissing him, the only woman that's been doing whatever with him. And now he's supposed to go out here and like you know hang out with other women and be functional outside of the prison, which is being a king's army because you can't do shit as a king's army. It's being a priest,
right?
That fights. So it makes sense that. Man, that'd be crazy if he ended up killing Tommen. Because he doesn't really have an attraction to him like that, I don't believe. I think Marcel, he had more than anything.
He loved Marcel. Everybody loved Marcel.
Yeah.
Tyrion did. I think Tywin probably could get as close as he could to admiring his granddaughter, even though I don't think Tywin loved anything.
No, he saw her as a chess piece. He understood the chess piece move that Tyrion did.
Yeah, but Jaime loved her. Clearly Cersei did. She could have been the voice of reason.
Do you think she was more upset with Joffrey dying or her? Charlie Joffrey?
Joffrey meant more.
Because that male...
Because he was in a position of power, too, at the time.
Joffrey meant more than what her. She was about.
And it's her firstborn, no old demo with that.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, I don't know. King's Landing, that, you know, to talk about what happened there, you know, the little showdown between the sparrows and the mountain, though, I was like... Could this get even grislier? Like, dude laid dude on the ground and, like, pulled his stuff, like, all the way back, like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, he did it.
And
yeah.
I was like, wow.
But my thing is, though, that played error for this whole situation of them taking the Trial by Combat out, because if you'd have never did that, I don't think they would have maybe thought about that as an option.
Yeah.
Like, you put everything up, like, man, who's going to fight this monstrosity dude?
It seemed like that decision had already been made, though.
You think so before that?
Yeah. Because it seemed like that meeting was already in progress.
That's a good point. Because she showed up saying, hey, I'm here for the meeting. And like, oh no, meeting almost over. Like, no, they ain't invited me. Yeah, you weren't invited on purpose for this meeting. So that's about it. You know, you might be ready. Might have already thought about that. Like, nobody can fuck this mountain.
Which is crazy because the hand of the king is her uncle.
Kevon, yeah. I think Kevon's just trying to get down and lay down. Like, he's in the get down and lay down situation right now. He's just like, this is what you want. If that's what you want to do, little man. You know,
man, I ain't here to make decisions. I'm just gonna do them.
Like, honestly, if you could send me back to Castle Rock and let me go ahead and run that, I'd be cool with that. If you find another Hand of the King, he might even be interviewing other Hand of the Kings right now, like doing straight open calls, saying like.
So then, who spearheaded that move, Margaery or the High Sparrow?
Margaery. For sure. Yeah.
Ooh, so you think Margaery is trying to get Cersei killed?
Yeah.
Well, then that throws a whole theory about her making
Cersei. Yeah, I think because you got to think about. Remember what the mother said, she was like, I hate you. Like, you were the worst person I've ever met in my life. Like, and I ain't even known you that long. Like, you're the worst person I've ever met. You are horrible. All this shit that's happened is because of you.
Yeah, she is pretty awful.
Yeah, all of it that did happen is because of her.
Yeah, Cersei's pretty terrible. There's no disputing that. I don't know. King's Landing is really just... anything can happen there. I don't know. That's one. I think chaos is gonna win out right there. But speaking of chaos, go back to Danny's world. They brought the ruckus.
They's the Germans.
That was the battle at the beach. Yeah. Like, you just sitting there chilling, and you look outside like, oh shit! They brought all their homies.
Yeah, they brought everything. All them three different city state governors.
Like, in my mind, when those boats was pulling up on that shore, all I heard was that beginning of Down for My Niggas by C. Murder. Like that horn at the very beginning.
So are these going to become part of Daenerys' arm? Or is she going to have to kill them?
No, she got killed.
Oh, no, they got to go. I'm talking about, we got to do a full eradication at this point.
I think by the time you see them again, they're all going to be scorched by them dragons. Because if you peep, when she landed on the roof, and then she came down, that dragon was flying out towards that water.
But if she can turn them, she could use them.
But she ain't got no use. She already took everything from them. She's got all the hurt.
They ain't got nothing to lose at this point. They're right. Like, man, we ain't got no slave. They said we gotta wait. What they said? What 7 years? They gotta give up the slave in 7 years.
Yeah.
I ain't got 7 years. I got a plan to build this pyramid in 10. You know, they probably looking at it like that. I got plans for 15-year plans on constructions I got going on. I got to wait for 7? And they probably went back trying to make them work harder. Like, oh, y'all got to work harder and everything. I only got 7 years. They're like, I can't. I only can do one boulder at the time.
Yeah.
You know what?
My thing when I saw that was, I wonder, you know, after she talks to Grey Worm, and they're going to look at Tyrion like, dog, what were you doing? Like, that's the thing.
I think Daenerys gonna respect what he tried to do, though. I think that she ain't gonna be a fool respecting what he tried to do. Especially with them being kind of hurt, because they got fucked up a little bit with them Sons of Harpy inside the city, fucking up people randomly here and there.
Yeah,
I mean, that's that. They basically had like a Vietnam situation where they would just have people just popping out, and they had insurgents inside, and they couldn't do nothing, and it was his best option. It would be fucked up if she did, though, because he did. I mean, that was the best decision he could make. What else he could do? He was going to constantly fight these insurgents internally?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I feel like Danny's kind of changing. Like,
We were talking about, do you think she's going to become a villain?
I think she's going to accidentally become one. Like, she's just, her decisions are going to kind of put her in the... Like dude said, you're a conqueror. Conquerors don't have a whole lot of room for diplomacy.
Let me see. They ain't got no kind of government shit.
And she's about to start having that red woman in her ear, too.
And Euron's on his way when he finally gets his stuff filled.
Yeah, and he said he got a big cock, too, so I don't know what that means. Whatever that means.
About to try to... Euron's going to have to kill Dario.
Dario don't play that shit. That's
yeah,
his bad.
I still don't trust
that's...
him either.
Well, they it was another thing saying it's Varys fucking the leader of the fucking Sons of Harpy.
He hasn't been there. I mean,
he just left this past.
He just left this week though.
Yeah,
he
no, went...
which
I
was
mean,
just messed up that the bro moment. No, because it was this episode he left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the bro moment. You know, like you know, he was the basically like it was like a lethal weapon. You know, with Riggs and Murtaugh, Murtaugh left. You know, Riggs is sitting up there like.
What would his motive be? I can't see that.
I mean, I don't. I mean, that would be a long, super long game though. But he's going back to King's Landing, and I'm trying to figure out why he would even go back. Maybe he can figure. Maybe he can. Because before he was scared that people thought that he would be in a setup.
Yeah, I think this thing of going back to King's Landing though is like you know he can get some intel. He can kind of slide in there. Tyrion can't go.
Oh, no, no. You know, short dude.
No.
You know, dude that's 3 feet
the most
up.
Famous dwarf in the world.
World. He
wanted to make sure that was known and that was clear that he's the most famous dwarf
in
the
world.
So, I don't know. There's a lot going on there. I guess the only thing we haven't touched on yet is Arya.
Yeah.
The G amongst G's.
Yo.
So happy. The faceless god story.
A G amongst G's.
Or many face gods, whatever. I'm so glad that storyline is over.
Hey, Arya went to elite all-time G status with like Rambo, RoboCop.
All those in line.
Yes, Anakin Skywalker. Like, she's going to... She's going to like elite level G status because she should have died 5 times during that chase alone.
And not even counting the episode previously.
Yes.
She fell off a tower and got stabbed.
Sorry, take a step back to Varys. You said he's on his way to King's Landing. I thought he was going to Westeros.
That's the same thing.
Oh, it is? Okay, sorry.
Westeros is the country. It'd be like, I'm going to
U.S.
Understood. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, so...
So
it's
my geography.
Yeah, it's hard geography.
It's tough geography.
Yeah, no,
I like the fact that she said, "What do you do now?" Maybe I go west of Westeros. Like, yeah,
that was her original theme, though. That was
where the maps are at. I was like, "Yo, do that." It's like,
but the only person that
she's about to go colonize America. And
but
shit,
no, the only person on record that's went that far is Euron Greyjoy, though. He's the only one that he sailed everywhere, supposedly.
Yeah,
because he's been gone 8 or 9 years, so he sailed everywhere. So he's been all over. You know, I'm mad at the way they kind of playing him, though, because he's supposed to be, like, way more looking like Xerxes from 300. You know, that's kind of the style he's supposed to be on. You know, and he all about fucking dudes, chicks, just same kind of way that my boy from Dorne was, you know, Martell. He liked to fuck, too, though. He's like the fuck. His penis need to be in something. What if it was wet, he was there. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how he kind of rolled, you know.
That's a mission.
Yeah, if it's wet, I'm there. Or if it's grass in the field, I'm playing ball.
Grass
no, I guess
field.
That wouldn't be the same.
Grass on the field.
How do you
ball.
Imagine the encounter or reunion between Arya and the Hound going?
Bitch, where you? What you play me for? Like I can hear the first one. Bitch, you left me to die.
Think about what's love got to do with. And the Hound gonna have a turtleneck on and a cigar.
And he got new boots too.
He
got some fresh boots.
And he gonna have a leather belt on, a Corinthian leather belt on. And he gonna see Arya, bitch.
Why
don't
you
here.
Leave me?
Yeah, the Hound is the most constant. He's like
she'll fuck around and marry the Hound.
I think he'll forgive her.
I don't know if I ate dinner after that.
That'd be fucked up. How crazy would that
fucked
be?
Fucked up on new levels of fucked up. but Arya, or
Gendry. Gendry's the one I'm thinking about on a real scale. Or Gendry.
Could work. Arya's different. Arya might be a lesbian.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. She looks like, I don't know if she's a lesbian.
No, because she likes Gendry, though. You got to remember in the first few seasons, even in the book, she likes Gendry. Like, she's attracted to Gendry.
Okay. Yeah, they had a good relationship.
Like, she likes Gendry. She asks about him and everything, like, all the time. Like,
I mean, they had a good thing going.
And that would connect the Baratheons back with, I mean, even on a, Because that would go back to the original United thing, though, with the Baratheons and the Starks, though, period. Well, and that would circle back to the Baratheon Starks being connected through marriage. Rob, that was originally supposed to be, though, with Lyanna and Robert.
Rob died. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, Rob died. Another one of them besides Rickon got to die.
Yeah.
John died, came back. That don't count.
That's See, he's you know he's going to live forever.
Yeah, John's back. He's back for good. Shit, we still got to get the Tower of Joy sorted out. You know, so John's got to be around for that.
Yeah.
Arya, I don't know if Arya can die. She's like...
That would be so pointless to take her through all of that and kill off her character.
Yeah.
It seems she was trained for something.
Yeah, I think Arya's coming back.
I mean, no, the Stark's been through a lot, man. They've had a lot of people die. I think they had their max of money, but they can die in their family.
Fucking Benjen came back.
They lost Ned. They lost Catelyn. They lost a lot already, man.
Yeah.
They got three down. Ain't nobody else got three down in their family yet.
The Lannisters do.
They got two.
No, they got Joffrey, they got Marcella, and they got Tywin.
Does Tywin really count?
Tywin's like Magneto, dog. Like,
he was old. He's gonna die.
I don't know.
Really Tywin Lannister had a lot of hate in his heart. And cats have got that much hate in
their
heart.
You know you got some hate in your heart, though, when you got an arrow in your chest, like, fuck you still. Like, you ain't even trying to negotiate or trying to take the heart. You like, the fuck you doing?
Tywin died like Rick James on the Chappelle Show.
Oh, shit.
God damn it, you fucking dwarf.
So what, I fucked your bitch.
Right.
Like, that's, he was like, he would have said, so what, I fucked your bitch.
Tywin was hate. Tywin wasn't hate. Tywin was just fucking.
But the thing is, though, like, within the books, though, like, Tywin got fucked with a lot by, like, the Mad King, though. He fucked with him a lot. A lot of things he did, though, to fuck with Tywin, because Tywin was in the background working with Rhaegar to try to take over and be in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's always interested me, like, Rhaegar went to fight in a battle that he didn't want to fight in against Robert and him, because the whole thing was to basically take over Rhaegar, to take over and become the king. That he was working with Tywin in the background to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to figure out why he would even go into battle knowing what his original plan was. I mean, I guess honor, you know what I'm saying? Like, my family name is still on the line, though, you know, like...
Yeah, I mean, that's a big thing for these people, you know, defending their family name. I mean, check this out. Like, if I had a banner with a logo on it for my family, yo...
A banner with a logo!
Yo, son. Like,
we're gonna fight over this.
Like, go back to when somebody said something crazy about your mama in middle school. Only you got a banner you got to defend, because they sullied your banner by saying something.
And it's 7-8 people that have to follow your banner.
I swear to God, son. You said something about your mama, dog. Like, that's the thing. That's what Jamie's at. Jamie's like, I'm going to kill my father. So, I don't know. But Arya, I don't know if Arya might not be back on the show this year. There might not be anything left for her to do this year. I can see Arya leading off next year, you know, in the woods. Winterfell's a different place.
Yeah, the only thing I see is the reunion between her and the Hound.
But I mean, I got a flippage in my mind of what could potentially happen. What if she jumps on board with Theon and them? Because they both have to go down through that way past Braavos to go over to Slaver's Bay.
She hates Theon right now, though.
Yeah, but I don't think there's...
She gonna hop on and kill him?
But no, I'm saying on accident, I'm just jumping on these boats, like on some like sneak shit, where's the paper that she had? I'm assuming that paper got lost.
I hope Arya doesn't go on another goddamn detour on the way.
That's what I'm saying. Did she go on another detour?
Arya needs to find the fucking North Star or something, and like find some black saint to like. She needs to find Bag of Vance to take her.
It'd be
back
like
to
if
Winterfell.
You look at your map right here, it'd be like her trying to get from. Basically, England over to Ireland there. But boats are constantly going through, and you like, well, shit, I'm gonna jump on a boat though. Y'all said y'all going this way. She may have jumped on one, not on their boat, but like one of the other boats in the background. Like, yeah, we going such and such, such and such. Like, all right, yeah, cool.
Arya gonna jump on a boat and they're gonna play, I'm going back to Cali in the background.
Or she just jumps on a boat though, just assuming that it's going to Westeros and it takes her to Meereen.
I just want Arya to get on the right bus home from school finally. Like, just
but you,
get
but,
on the right
but that's,
bus.
But that's not even her, that's. But then that will flip everything totally different, because then she'd be beefing with Theon over in Meereen. Then you got Daenerys trying to calm her the fuck down, and that whole dynamic going on with that.
That would be a twist.
That'd be a big twist. That'd be a big twist.
It could happen.
I can see it happening, man.
I'll give you that. That could happen. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope Arya is like a badass in the new age of Winterfell. Because here's the thing.
I need to get a better sword than Needle. Well, I guess I'm assuming. I need to get a better sword than Needle, though. If she's going to go in battle, though.
What if Needle was Valyrian on the low, though? John was making it from metal that his daddy had.
But she got that from...
from John. John made that for her and gave it to her before the last time that they saw each other.
That's true.
Cleanly cut that girl's face off.
Right. He went to go visit her before he left to go to the wall.
I'm mad Arya didn't take the face with her. Like, to use it.
Like, just like wear it like leather face. Yeah. Like, she just...
No, I'm saying because she would better be a woman and be a flip to that other person and everything and walk around and do whatever the fuck she wanted to do.
She took some other faces.
How to do that, though?
Yeah, she's done it. She did it before, though, when she did... She killed old boy in the spa.
That's true.
In that spa thing or whatever.
That's true. Yeah, she's... Arya's got a lot of talents. I mean, she's gonna be valuable at some point in this whole thing. Yeah. Like, she has a ton of talents. Like, I just feel like Arya's whole story has been, like, the first 20 minutes of Batman Begins, where she's just training. The only thing left for Arya is to run into Liam Neeson on the way back to the north. And yeah, and then he sets her up with some...
And honestly, it would be more fitting, actually, on the low, that Ramsay goes back to Winterfell. Say Jon does lose the snowball, gets back there, Arya kills him on some fucking spy shit.
Okay, so let's put it this way.
That'd be almost way more fitting, though, and like on some, like, she slits his throat in the sleep, and then she got a mini fan, takes off the face, and it's fucking her.
Oh, that'd be crazy. But don't we want...
And it give you different highs and lows within the episode.
And so before we get out of here, I want to know, how do we think this Sunday plays out? Because she sent the Raven, and I've seen the breakdown of that letter.
I need your help. I'll take your opinion.
She's basically...
I'm down, daddy.
She sent some nudes to Littlefinger. and she was like,
I sent some nudes.
15 minutes? Like, she sent a raven with some nudes, and Littlefinger go get up and be riding down the damn coast. But
he got a nice army, though, too.
I feel like those wild...
Hard to bail some bitches, though. Because they ain't been in battle ever.
Those wildlings are about to get torn in half. They're like the front line that's just gonna get.
They're like Matthew Dickey's playing against like other organized squads.
Yes, they're like if you took
that, but they got Matthew a band Dickey. Talent.
Like you took Matthew Dickey over to Edwardsville and let them play them white guys.
They're super in line and they're decently talented, but they're all organized.
I mean, they're gonna fight and they're gonna fight hard, and they've got the 62 people from Bear Island. And those 62 cats better.
She said they was gonna teach.
Those 62 cats better show up.
Hey,
Bears.
Hey, what's so crazy? Hey, it's like the 85. What the way you look at the line, and then like they line is like going like this though, but everybody else is all this other line. The 62 is literally wrapping around and fucking people up like. Yes. And then John was like, God damn. It's 62
over there. Meanwhile, these 400 wildlings are getting slaughtered. No, these 62 cats.
The 62 are enveloping. They've been literally pulling the gap and everything, like military wise, and actually doing what you're supposed to do, or like kind of enveloping.
So how do we think? I mean, like, I guess you have to. I'm not saying you have to pick who you think's going to win. We kind of talked about that, but I feel like there are going to be some twists. Like, because the thing you got to remember is, it's like when Ramsay had beat Stannis. Dude, the first thing he did was come to him and say, that wasn't really that big of a thing. Like, Stannis wasn't ready for that fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now...
Like, you lost against 60 people in a, you know what I'm saying, a bucket of chicken.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you just beat the Rams. Like, don't treat it like you beat the Patriots.
You made the playoffs.
You know,
you beat the Rams to get into the playoffs.
I got the feeling that Ramsay, obviously, this is obvious as hell, that Ramsay is ultra cocky. Like, nobody's feeling himself more than Ramsay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he's got to have a dupe, though, too, though. That's why I was thinking that the Arya thing would be super gangster, though.
We know that Ramsay and Jon Snow are going to face off against each other. I'm pretty sure that I've heard that they actually face off against.
But the thing is, when they get to each other, fucking Jon Snow is fucking gonna kick his ass. Jon Snow's way better of a swordsman than him.
You remember when Darth Vader put Luke down in a hurry? It could be like that.
Yeah, Jon Snow's way more battle tested. Like, I'm thinking that.
Maybe I'm romanticizing this, but I feel like there's got to be some kind of reckoning for Sansa in this. Mm-hmm. Like, at some point, there's got to be something for Sansa, too.
Yeah, I just don't see either of them dying in this.
So he retreats. Man, but you know, I guess...
The two of them never physically meet.
Or Ramsay does get away and fucking Arya kills him, like, up in the Iron Islands or some shit, like, on some... Mm-hmm. The same thing happens, but maybe Jon wins, he escapes, and Arya comes out on some acting like she a chick that's a prostitute or something, and she goes in and slits his throat.
Well, I no matter what happens, I think that this is gonna definitely be the I don't want to say the coup de grace of the season, but it's gonna be the most anticipated moment of the season.
Yeah, by far.
You know, these episode nines are so strong that a lot of the times the season finale in Game of Thrones doesn't even...
Yeah.
It just really just sets you up like, what am I doing?
It just sets you up for something else. I mean, when was the last time I guess last year. Last year's season finale was...
Yeah, because Jon Snow died.
Yeah. Right. And, and you're just like... And then the season's over and I was just like, what do I do now? You know, but I think that this episode is going to be one of the, you know, like the Red Wedding. Like, you know, when Jamie got his hand cut off and it just ended and, you know, and things like that. I think that this is going to be one of the highlights when Ned got his head cut off and you were like, holy shit, what just happened? This show, you know, I think this is going to be one of those, you know, premier moments in the series. So who knows what's going to happen?
Where is Bran? When is he coming back?
He may not come back this whole season.
Bran might be done for this
show. He may come back towards the end. Especially if the whole thing of the wall coming down.
There's so many ways they could end this season. Like, you know, you could flash back to Bran and revisit the Night's King thing, you know, and figure that out. But they're playing the long game with Bran because really that's the only game you can play with Bran. Bran's going to play a huge part in what's going to happen. This season could end with the Tower of Joy being revealed.
Yeah, because I know that Sean Bean was supposed to film some scenes. Yeah. The only way he's going to come back is through Bran.
Yeah. So he's gotta be there somehow, you know. And like Ned is so super hyper, you know, loyal, man. I mean, I don't even know, man. That's one of them, like, those secrets of life type.
Maybe he filmed some scenes, but they're not for this year.
Yeah, because he's back. I mean, we're not getting Lady Stoneheart, you know, so I know a lot of people are upset about that as well. If you're talking about the Hound. Before we get out of here and everything, I don't even know where that's going now.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
I actually think that the brothers with no banners are actually going to capture Brienne and Podrick like Lady Stoneheart did in the books. Because they're right next to each other, like right now, like their boat
you
is
said
going.
That
like,
the book ended with them hanging.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she says something too. She says something to like basically says something out loud, but you know it's inaudible to Lady Stoneheart.
Mm-hmm. Who did? I'm sorry. Who said something out loud?
Brienne does while she's hanging. While him and her and Podrick are hanging, she says like something to her. Like basically, like the whole thing is that Lady Stoneheart asked Brienne to kill Jaime. Like you need to go kill Jaime or whatever.
Didn't do it, so she broke her vow.
Yeah. Okay. So she basically saying that everybody says that she said like yeah I'll do it. Like I'll go kill Jaime. So I don't know how that's supposed to play out on this. And I don't know. I don't even know how it would even be possible. I don't know how that even gonna go. This is HBO. This is HBO show now. It's not the book show no more. Mm-hmm. You gotta look at it like that. It's HBO show, not the book show.
Yeah, it's a little bit of. I mean, because apparently they do have Martin did tell him where he's going with the story. So they do have some things they're working on that are close to what he wants to do. But who the hell knows when he's gonna finish that book? Mm-hmm. So
he may never. He also owns the. One of the last few Back to the Future cars, too. George R. R. Martin.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I saw a DeLorean once. It was a different looking car.
No, he's got the original one of the straight from DeLorean the from the movie.
Oh, shit.
Not that actual one, but like the same thing. So it's like, only like
what a collector.
150
So he's like the three-eyed Raven. Maybe Bran ends up in a DeLorean, goes back in time, and stops a whole bunch of shit. Maybe George R. R. Martin shows up and picks Bran up.
And it's like... There we go. I'm in the future. I'm from the future. I'm here to help you out. Well, man, any other thoughts and everything before we get out of here? What's your thoughts coming up for next week, Raven? Your last thoughts for next week?
I don't know if I have anything different than I've already said. Let me think about it.
I think it's going to be a... I mean, I think that this is definitely the show that they put a lot of their effort into. You know, this has been the build-up. This has been, you know, the thing. I'm always kind of careful to not want to, you know... It's too much hype, you know. You have unrealistic expectations, you know. I just hope for, you know, a twist. I hope something happens that... I want something to get settled, but I want for something else to get, you know, for there to be another thing that gets opened up. I think that somebody's going to become involved in it that you just didn't see
being involved in it,
you know, and it's going to really create a twist for how it goes. But I know John's not going to die again, so I mean that whole thing. But they got to settle this somehow, you know, and it's got to be taken care of because. But also on one hand, you know, if the Starks get back Winterfell. That's kind of the end of the story for them.
Like, they have nothing else to...
There's nothing else to do with them, so...
Well, no, they can still be, like, we on some revenge shit, though. We still ain't forgot about Pops being dead, Rob being dead, Mom's being dead. They could be like, all right, well, we so got this shit back.
So you think Sansa takes the war back to the Lannisters, then? I mean, there could be...
That could be...
One way or another, that's gotta... They have to...
You have to do that.
They have to come out on top of this first. So, yeah. You know, one way or another.
That eye is definitely gonna turn, like...
Well, that could be a way to put Brienne.
Because I can see, especially I can definitely see, especially if Arya comes back and is like, yo, I was there when everything went down. No, we need to go motherfucking go take out these Lannisters and everything, you know, and everybody else. Or the Freys. At least maybe the Freys. Maybe they go after the Freys first.
He tried to kill my father, man. Swear to God, he tried to kill
my father, son.
He tried to kill my father, son.
Yeah. Or you did kill my father and my mom.
Yeah.
And my brother.
I think there's a lot more.
And my dire wolf.
There's a lot more revenge than Starks to get. The Starks have like an endless like cadre of revenge they can.
Oh yeah, because I mean you got Arya's list is still intact. She still got her list. She's still checking it twice.
Yeah, it's true. I don't see anybody winning anything next week. I think there's going to be another big kill. I think it's probably going to be Rickon.
Yeah, he's got to go, man. He's got to go.
Yeah,
I mean that will launch. John has been kind of ambivalent. Like, he's been like, man, I really don't...
Something needs to ignite something.
Yeah, like, something's got to happen where John is like, all right.
Motivated.
Fuck this. I'm tired, you know.
Because when those other families come in, like the Porters, all those other families they visit, does one of them come involved? Like,
yeah,
fuck
it. It could happen. But I think that when you look at the catalyst of the major characters that are in the story, like, I look at John and I'm like, something's got to wake him up. You know, because you can see even in the thing, he's in front of Melisandre like, oh, if I die, don't bring me back. This
like,
time.
I already don't want to be
you know,
here.
You know, I'm just here because Sansa's like, I gotta
be. He's a real Jeep, like, make sure somebody grab me first. If I get stabbed, make sure somebody, these two people's job is to grab me.
I think that what happens is that, like, you know, they're there and he's still in Vivian. He's still kind of like,
I think John is still young, though.
But then...
He's still young.
But hear me out, though. The thing I think that's going to happen is they're going to ride on Winterfell. They're going to look at them crosses. He's going to see his little brother up there. Okay. And then he's going to be like, all right.
Yeah.
Now we got to go.
I'm in.
Because John does fight. I mean, we've seen that John is fighting in that thing. Yeah. And there's not going to be anybody more talented on that battlefield than John is.
He's the most talented person probably on both armies.
Yeah, so I mean, John's gonna go to war, and then you see him and Sansa have the little thing where he's like, "I'm not tripping off Ramsay," and she's like, "You probably should though," you know. So I think it's gonna be a build up. There's gonna be some things that happen. There's gonna be some conflict. The Vale might, you know, Littlefinger could show up and stir things up before all these things happen, and then eventually they might fight for 30 minutes. They might literally fight for 30 minutes on this
thing. Which is people, yeah. And I can see Littlefinger sitting up on a hill with the veil to watching, like, and we ain't time for us to go in yet.
Where is Brienne going? Is she trying to get back to John?
She's going back. Yeah, she's
I can see Littlefinger intercepting somehow.
And coming in and, like,
yeah, he does not want Brienne around.
I can see that. That's actually a good observation. That's actually a good one. That's a good one. Man, that's a good one. So I can see, I was thinking Littlefinger be like, oh no, it's not. It's like how a dude be like, oh, she ain't drunk enough. Like you know, like they ain't losing enough. You know, like wait a little bit. Okay, we can go now because like she in dire straits, so we can go now and help out. Yeah. She in dire straits.
You know,
or send a raven back and like, do I get some of that pussy? Let me see what this raven say. The raven says no. Let's turn around, boys. Let's turn around. And then actually, you got the little retarded little dude playing with birds and shit while they're on the battlefield and shit. Like, so are we leaving?
Yeah, we leaving, man. All right.
They need to have that little dude see.
What if he dies on some random arrow that's come out the way?
What if he runs into Lady Mormon and she just slaps the shit out of him? They're about the same age.
What if they try to make them get both of me married?
Mm-hmm. She's too gangster for that.
No, she would end up. They might be better for the Mormons to be able to go if she could run both areas. She'd run that area too, the veil too. Could happen. Well, we gonna get it, wrap it up, Matt. Where anywhere people you want people to hit you up at?
Yeah, man. I don't watch the show live usually. I usually watch it after it's come on, so I don't live tweet it. But you know, follow me on Twitter at CheapSeatFan. You can see my work, everything I do through there. I filter through, so
right through. If anybody named Satchel or Wardell, where can they reach you at?
You can reach me on Instagram. I'm not on Twitter, but my handle is Ms. Culture, MSCULTURE.
Yeah, so Wardell, only if your name is Wardell or Satchel. Actually, Satchel is listening.
All right.
You can hit her up.
Nothing goes down in my DMs, so keep me excited.
Do y'all have somebody? I only get DMs for like my boys like showing me pictures and stuff.
Yeah, I think I DM Matt, and that's about it.
Like, I don't get the DM. Maybe we too old for the DM life. That's what I think. I think we're too old.
If you're DMing me, we need to have a conversation.
You're like, you ain't got my...
I sent you a really funny DM yesterday.
Well, but I'm not talking about your kind of DMs.
Oh.
Yeah, he's talking about like the Yo Gotti down in the DMs. That's what he's talking about.
Oh, no, I don't want no dick pics in my DMs.
I'm going to ride on Winterfell if a nigga sends me a dick pic.
I promise.
I will put on that crow cape. You will see me in the
street. Hold on, that Lannister outfit?
Yes.
That gangster Lannister outfit?
You will see me walking down the streets of St. Louis to wherever you are at.
With your geotag sitting
there. Will be a problem in the streets. Yes, exactly.
We appreciate y'all listening. We will be back next week. Peace.